Deadly tornadoes devastate Tennessee. Thanks for joining us, everyone. I'm Melissa Berniston with today's Accent on Agriculture. Tuesday night, a series of storms and tornadoes blew through Tennessee, leaving hundreds across the state and the southeast to deal with the after effects of loss and damage.
For a couple of miles here on the road I live on, it looks like an atomic bomb has dropped and destroyed houses, barns, you know, cars, trucks, blowed everywhere. I've lost 9 cattle in the back barn, 6 greenhouses. The home I live in has been damaged, and then I have 2 rental houses, and they're also destroyed.
Macon County farmer Marty Coley farms 1,500 acres of row crops, has a cow-calf operation, and a greenhouse business. And Coley says it will take years to recover from the losses they've received.
Well, I mean, we're just thankful. My wife and my 2 children, we're fine, and that's what we're thankful for, because we have some neighbors and some friends in the neighborhood here that wasn't as fortunate. We can rebuild the greenhouses and the barns and things like that. You know, you can't replace life.
And in Madison County, the story is much the same. The Varell family lost both of the family houses and much of the farming operation due to the tornado touching down right beside them. Barbara Hopper says the shop on the farm actually blew through their house.
Of course, last night you couldn't see the amount of devastation. It was dark. They knew it was bad. They didn't know how bad. So when they got up this morning and started the cleanup, Mr. Varell said, you know, it's bad enough with our houses, you know, my dad's and mine, but this is our living. It's taken away our living, and I assured him that they had their lives, and we could work through this with God's grace. And they had good insurance.
Now, just yesterday, the Farm Bureau Insurance Company had more than 2,600 claims calls, with more sure to come. A truly devastating disaster. Join us tomorrow on the TRN.